Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey!
Hey! How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm very excited.
Me too. Are we going to talk about catfishing?
I think we should, considering we planned a whole ep.
Considering we've been talking already for about 40 minutes about catfishing.
I think we should do that, yeah.
I think we should talk about catfishing. So, what have you been up to? What's been going on for you?
Oh, honourable quarantine mentions.
Always. After all this time, always.
Oh, well, I don't know where to begin. I've been getting absolutely fumigated every day.
Go on. I love it.
Well, just everything is so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you all agree already without me even speaking.
Are you talking specifically about Boris Johnson? Because I'm fumed at that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking vaguely about Boris Johnson, I guess. I'm talking vaguely about that whole thing that I just despise.
Basically, the fact that we're all allowed out of quarantine now, despite the death toll being at, what, 40,000 now? That's what I'm talking about anyway.
Shakes head.
Big time. That's what I'm talking about.
What are your honourable quarantine mentions?
So much has happened.
You bleached your hair, for one.
I met my spirit guide. I bleached my hair. I've met my spirit guide.
Two equally exciting events.
I can't believe it. What happened? So first of all, I bleached my hair. I've become an e-girl. I've done it. Not the front two bits, kind of the entire bottom layer, the underlayer of my hair.
Stunning.
Bleached within an inch of its life.
It really is.
Gone. Done and dusted. Bleach, peroxide blonde. And my spirit, well, I actually met my spirit guide.
My spirit guide.
Sharp transition to my spirit guide. Yeah. I was saying to my family, it's like, when you can't meet anyone else in quarantine, you need to go and meet your spirit guide.
Literally that.
So I met my spirit guide, guys. So I did a big meditation and I was like, I'm going to meet my spirit guide. And I, for some reason, said, if my spirit guide is here, make yourself known.
Show yourself. And they did.
Quite an embarrassing thing to say in your own head.
At a socially distanced,
yeah,
way, I would hope.
Mm, yeah, 2 meters apart. I said, come and make yourself known, but do remain a 2 meter distance, and I'm going to wash my hands afterwards. And I was wearing a mask. And what did appear in my mind but a giant peacock? So that's my spirit guide.
So stunning.
So stunning.
Do we know the name of the peacock?
No. Thing is, I think he got a bit shy. Because I wanted to ask more details and stuff, but very quickly, the peacock ran away.
You don't want to push.
I couldn't push my spirit guide. But then I said...
I can't
basically
blame you.
We've gone insane. But, well, I don't know why I'm dragging you into this. I've gone insane. But then I said, if this is real, this is when it gets really mad, okay? This is when it goes from mad to madder.
You were trying to kind of trick, you were trying to kind of call out your peacock's bluff.
Yeah, I was like, so if that, so I was kind of coming out of meditation, I was like, okay, that was, could have just been my mind seeing a big peacock. It could have been many things other than a giant peacock that makes decisions for my life, being one of the least likely outcomes of that situation.
Yeah.
So I said, if that is real, if you really are my spirit guide or one of my spirit guide, because we've met some tarot readers who say that we have, they think yours is Jacob from Twilight, for example.
They really do. And I would like to see it.
Yeah. Erin's spirit guide is kind of literally Jacob. And mine's apparently a white horse, but this peacock says otherwise.
Well, you can have more than one. That's a fact, apparently. That's just a known thing.
Because I feel bad for the white horse. I'm like, the peacock showed up. So I said to the peacock, God almighty. I said to the peacock in my mind's eye, if you are real, bring me a white cat in the next few days.
Yeah.
Because I know all the cats in this area very intimately. I know the cats around
intimately.
And it's not a single.
Okay, Shane Dawson.
I actually do know them intimately. I know them all by name. So I thought, okay, if you bring me a white cat, I'll know that peacock's not messing around. So I'm still looking out for a white cat.
Oh, right.
But then I started to go a bit mad because I was on TikTok, as I do. Clearly, my hair's bleached. I've been on TikTok. We know what's going on here.
And you saw a white cat?
Next thing that shows up in my thing, a white cat. Literally a whole TikTok dedicated to a white cat. And I was like, that's a bit weird because I never see things like that. But then I was also like, come on now, you're going mad.
I mean, if a white cat's going to be anywhere, it would be on TikTok, wouldn't it?
But also, it's like, that's kind of taking the piss for that from that peacock, because it's like, I asked for a real-life white cat, and you bring me a virtual white cat.
And you bring me a TikTok.
That peacock's pissing me about if it's doing shit like that, so...
I said initially you should have asked for something more exciting, like a Switch.
If only I was clever enough.
You should have asked for, like, a monetary prize.
Oh, yeah, bring me £1,000, peacock, if you're real. If you're so real,
if
peacock.
You're so clever, bring me a brand new sports car.
But it's like, I asked for a white cat. I was like, what do I not know? What do I not see? I don't know. White cats. Bring me a
white cat. Also, just quite spooky.
But so suddenly, since the last time I spoke to you, I've got quite a lot of animals going on. I've got a peacock and a white cat. That both have, like...
Yeah, you're Joe Exotic.
Honestly, Joe Exotic. So that's what's been going on in my life, so...
I love it.
It's either going well or going really badly, to be determined.
We need updates on the white cat. I'm happy with the virtual one, but I'd be very impressed
if
you leave your bedroom right now and there's a little white cat knocking on your
door. That's what I'm asking for. If the peacock wasn't clear...
Yeah, or kind of like purring around your window.
Exactly. I'm not asking to swipe up, see a fucking TikTok cat. I'm asking for TikTok a cat. Pure white kitten. Maybe I should have specified to the peacock, I want a real life cat.
Stunning. And what does the peacock represent?
Oh, so I was Googling its arse off, I was saying. Because also, what was weird about the peacock is I have no feelings about peacocks at all.
No prior connection.
I've got no stake in peacocks in any way. I don't give.
You're like privately commissioned for peacocks.
I could give or take peacocks, but I was suddenly like, I was Googling, and it just means...
Googling galore.
Honestly, it just means loads of shit. Kind of, to be honest, beauty, love, confidence, all the things I represent.
I mean, I didn't want to say it.
I didn't want to say it, but it does make perfect sense coming from me. But yeah, so one of my spirit guides is a peacock. If anyone knows any further information on that, please do come forward. I invite you to make yourself known.
Particularly the peacock.
Yes. If
you would like to give any further information, don't be shy.
If you're still around me right now, please do come forward and please tell me. And also, hurry up with that white cat.
Can't wait. I can't wait to hear. Well, I was going to say, I just remembered quite the story. Okay, so here's the thing. I've been talking to my nan every day. You know that, but you listening don't know anything about me. But I am calling my nan every day during the quarantine.
Mm.
And I mean, I was saying the other day, she has some great catchphrases, some of which we've mentioned here.
Iconic.
No child asked to be born, for one. It's true. You brought me here against my will, and now I have to what? Get a job. Rude.
How dare you? I didn't ask for this life.
Absolutely rude. Others known as all men are selfish is a good one.
Oh, that was my favourite to date.
All men are selfish.
Simple, snappy, and correct.
She said, I didn't say any more. Okay, no worries, Nan. You know what? I'll take your word for it.
I love it. I'm hooked.
So the other day, this was the all men are selfish day when she came out with that. And then she said, I was talking to, it was actually really sweet. She was saying that one day, obviously pre-quarantine, pre this sitch, she was out and about with her friends, two of her friends, and they were telling stories about men and laughing at them, etc., etc.
Iconic, what a girl gang.
Yeah, honestly, such a girl gang. So she was like, okay, so one of my friends was saying that her husband, like, went out this is why all men are selfish, basically. This was the first justification, because she said her friend was explaining.
I'm loving the evidence.
Yeah, exactly. This is a case study.
She's backed up her claim.
Yeah, exactly. So, for example, my nan's friend, maybe let's call her Mary. That's literally her name.
Let's say Mary.
That's what her parents said in 1940. Maybe let's call her Mary.
She definitely does not know how to work Spotify and find us, so it's fine.
Yeah, so Mary was saying, back in the day, my husband drove me crazy because he went out one night gambling and he came back with not a penny.
Oof.
Before Christmas, and she said she had to ask her sisters to help her.
Sorry.
Like, through Christmas. This is, like, probably 50 years ago. This is a long time ago.
Oh, my God.
So they were fumed. She said she was up all night waiting. When's he going to get back? When's he going to get back? He came back, outturned pockets with nothing.
And here is why, in the last episode, I still stand by there is something so stunning about divorce.
Well, there we go. That's a really good example. Yeah.
Mary, divorce that man. So stunning to divorce him.
To be honest, she might be. I don't really know. Because these women were speaking from... I mean, my nan is single.
Any takers, fellas?
Any takers? By the end of this story, there will be. Well, not really. It's quite depping.
Oh, okay.
So then her other friend, let's call her Carol, that's her name. saying it was like, of course they would be called that. Anyway, yeah. Carol was saying, that reminds me about probably, like, again, 50 years ago, maybe like 40 years ago. So this is quite, I mean, I'm not 40, are you? I haven't lived 40 years. I can't think 40 years in the past. Isn't that crazy, having that much life?
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to be 45, imagine.
Isn't that crazy?
45 years I've been here, like, how insane is that?
Imagine what you would have learned at that point, and, like, what kind of hold you would have over yourself, like, what knowledge, how you would know yourself. So, Carol said, that reminds me of one time my husband was going out, and he was going to the pub, whatever, for a drink, just out and about, blah, 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 having a time of his life. This is on Christmas Eve. So Carol's like, okay, no was. No was. No worries. I doubt she was saying no was.
No wasers.
She's like an elderly woman. Blah, blah, blah. He's out having his fun. She's home, kind of whatever. Probably about 30 years old. Gets to like kind of 11:30. She's like, huh, I thought he would have been back by now. Like, he was only going to the pub. Like, it's Christmas Eve. I thought he would have been back. Whatevs.
Mm.
And I'll stay up.
Yeah, suddenly it's gone from no was to was.
Yeah, big was. So she's waiting up. She's like, oh, I'm going to stay up and wait for him. It gets to like 2:00 in the morning. She's like, God, I'm exhausted at this point. She's an Akarunied.
Yeah.
And he's nowhere to be seen. That's strange, because he's only gone out for, like, a little drink. Like, weird that he's not here, right?
Alarm bells are ringing. Yeah.
Alarm bells were ringing, and police sirens were ringing. She called the police and said, my husband is missing. He is absent from my life. He's gone. I cannot find him, etc., etc.
Yeah.
My husband's gone. Oh, man. So then the police were like, whatevs. It'll be fine. We'll let you know if we hear anything. So, whatever. Carol, she's just, you know, going about her festivities, I guess, for the remaining of Christmas Eve. Wakes up Christmas morning.
And it's a Christmas miracle.
Oh, far from. Christmas morning, she wakes up. He's nowhere to be seen. Knock on the door. It's the police.
Uh-oh.
So she opens the door, and the police said, we found a body in the Thames. Yeah,
no,
we found
a body in the Thames. No, this isn't... God, this really isn't... When you said this isn't fun, I didn't think this would be a story of death at the beginning.
Right, let me just... So the police said, we found a body in the Thames.
You cannot bring this up at the beginning of a podcast. I just told a story about a peacock and now you're... And they found a body in the Thames.
Seriously? Little does my nan know I'm monetizing every conversation that she tells me in confidence. Joking,
poor
she loves
Carol.
This.
Her husband's death has been monetized.
So they said, there's a body been found in the Thames. Hang on, we don't know he's dead yet, all right?
Sorry, Hayes, I'm laughing at that. What the hell?
He might not be dead.
True, it could be anybody.
It could be anybody, but either way, Christmas morning, happy Christmas. I need you to identify a body that we found in the Thames. In the Thames, bleak.
It's bad. It's not looking good, yeah.
That water is from, like, the Renaissance. Like, that water is like...
Henry VIII saw that same water.
There's like plague in there. Anywho.
Yeah.
Anywho. She goes down and it's her husband's body and he was dead on Christmas Day.
God, every step it gets worse.
And then it wasn't a very Merry Christmas. And she never took another husband, thank God. She had a bit of fun in her life. And now, you know...
Why are you telling me this?
Well, that's what I said to my nan. I was like, at what point did you stop telling me funny stories about men and started telling me about death? It's like, God. And they parted this life as equals. Like, I didn't know this was terms of being
literally. Oh my God, well, I'm so sorry for Carol. That's actually like one of the worst things I've ever heard. Right? Yeah, that's horrific.
Well, this is why I think it's quite interesting, because it's like this woman functions in her life as an elderly woman. That is the experience that she has, and that is her identity in the world. We look at her and think elderly woman.
Yeah,
wouldn't say boo to a fly or whatever. Like, do you know, yeah, wouldn't hurt a fly, wouldn't say boo to a ghost. I don't know what it is.
Oh, love that.
Anyway, yeah, I wouldn't say boo to a ghost.
But also, if there's a ghost, why on earth would you say boo to it? It's like the ghost is,
that's my job.
Yeah, it's like, did you just say my line? Like, why did you do that?
My line. You stepped on my line.
So, sorry, why did you do that?
So anyway, you would look at Carol and think, little elderly old woman. I find it fascinating that, as we said, she's had that much life. Mm. And for her late 20s and 30s, I mean, that's just crazy that her, I guess for a portion of her life would have been so consumed by this guy's death, her husband, on Christmas Day.
Oh my God.
So all men are selfish. Sorry, whatever your name is, RIP.
Wait, so was that a suicide or was that like a murder?
I think it was just an accident. Like, he was obviously very drunk and just like threw himself into the Thames or whatever, like just moping about from pub to pub and just like fell in the Thames. It's quite a thing. Like, also, you still see that actually. Now, boys... I say boys and girls, but mostly boys get really, really drunk. You see it at like universities and stuff, and they end up in rivers and their bodies are found and they're like 18 years old. It's just, yeah, it's just crazy, right?
Yeah, that's fucking awful. Well, thanks for
so I just had to, to share that with all of you. Just in case any of you are managing to have a good time in quarantine, I just thought I'd take that away from you.
Well, I'm really sorry if you came here for a podcast about catfishing. You love Neve, you love Max, you love to see what's going on, you love MTV, but... The to be honest, the least irrelevant,
known better.
The least relevant show of all time. But we're coming in with stories about Carol's husband dying in a river. So can we hear some stats and stuff? Let's move straight to catfishing.
Yes, definitely. So on the poll, yeah, I did a poll on the story. You all participated. Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup.
If you didn't, rude. Loads of you participated on the story and I thought it was really funny. I actually had an interesting time doing those questions because I try and manipulate you guys to give me what I want to hear. But also, one of the last question, I think, was a direct response off of what some of you had already started saying and the answers that were already starting to trickle through. And that was, does the insecurity of the catfisher to some extent excuse their behaviour? Because I found there to be, I just found quite particular interest in some of your answers, in that the question catfishing is, and 96% of you, hundreds of you said immoral, 96% of you, then versus why do people catfish? Because they're so sad, because they have such deep-seated psychological issues, blah, blah, blah.
So true.
I thought, okay, so... At first you said it was immoral, but then you said there were deep-seated psychological issues.
Yeah.
So then I asked, does the insecurity of the catfisher to some extent, excuse their behaviour? And 87% still said no. So I thought, all right, forget it. I'm barking up the wrong tree here. It's not going to happen. Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Can we hear the first stat? Like, can we go through the stats in order? I would love to hear, like, the beginning.
Yes. So have you ever been catfished? I was surprised. 81% of you said no.
Okay, interesting. 2 in 10 have been catfished, which is quite significant.
I thought it was interesting because I intentionally left the question quite vague, just so you guys could see for yourselves how you would take catfishing, because there were definitely a lot of differences between what you guys would define as catfishing. Then we asked, have you ever catfished somebody, and asked you for your stories, and we got some really good ones. Then 96% of you said that catfishing is immoral. You gave some beautiful answers to why people would catfish. and also how you would feel if you were catfished. I've just seen someone said, awesome, smiley face. You'd feel awesome, would you? Nice. And then does the insecurity of the catfisher to some extent excuse their behaviour? 87% said no. So you guys hate catfishers.
You guys are pissed. You guys are actually pissed.
Big time.
I also thought it was interesting with all of the entire theme of the poll throughout all of the answers, there are kind of two understandings of catfishing that are coming through. And I think one is kind of the old school MTV sort of understanding of someone, sort of an overweight girl who's not quite out of the closet yet, pretends to be a boy to catfish a girl, a pretty popular girl that she fancies, that kind of understanding. And that's, everyone's like, comes from insecurity, all this stuff. And mm-hmm. then also there's this kind of more modern usage of the term catfish, which is like kind of girls that wear too much makeup.
It's almost like hyperbolic.
Yeah, it's like girls that wear makeup and like use good angles are catfishing. And it's like, okay, so
right, and we'll get into both.
Yeah, and I think it's funny that it's a term that has always been used to kind of describe like the like misfits of society and people that are so insecure they need to pretend to be an entirely different person, and transition into kind of like a woman hating thing of like girls that wear makeup. But it's like, okay, mm-hmm. but we wear makeup because mm-hmm. you've told us we're ugly without it. So it's kind of, it's interesting that it's turned into a patriarchal term almost.
Stunning.
That girls that have good pictures on their Tinder profile are now catfishing. They're lying to men. It's like, okay, well, sorry. Like, what did you want a picture of me?
Literally, what did you expect? Honestly, where there's a will, there's a way. If they can turn it into a patriarchal
term,
kind of attack,
yeah,
they absolutely will.
And it has been, because there are a lot of people saying, oh yeah, I catfish because I use flattering photos. It's like, that's not catfishing. That's not catfishing. I hate that that's been...
You're literally functioning in society. Like, you're just participating in the world that's been created to you.
You're doing what you've been told to do, and now that is, like, deceptive, and you're lying to men.
We're going to have a lot to say about that. Okay, should I get into some stories? We can unpack what you guys said. Okay, so one that I found particularly interesting, and I know you did too. They say, a friend and I did catfish for a day to this girl in year 9, honestly bullies, # private girls school. We made a Facebook with really obvious face pictures. Each one was clearly different men as a joke, and messaged and asked her about these really elaborate lies she was known to tell people, not proud at all. You take it away, because I think I know what you're going to say.
Well, so before we started recording, I was watching Catfish Best Bits, so I typed into YouTube, or Catfish, I think I typed in, and it came up like most twisted episodes, and I was like, yes. Because as we've discussed before this, that's my dream job. To be Nevil Max on Catfish is my dream job. Basically, to go back in time 10 years and do that is my dream job. So there was one of them. One of the girls was like, I'm doing this because I want popular girls to know. They were catfishing popular girls, basically. And they're like, I want you to know how it feels. And they made like what she would think would be an obviously fake profile. But it's like, it's so interesting that urge to do that to kind of cool or popular people or pretty people. It's like,
just to get back at somebody.
It's this weird urge to like trick them and kind of
flip the power structure.
Yeah, it's almost like make them see you and make them like and impact their life. It's like, what's this weird urge to be seen and like torture cool people?
Literally that, yeah.
Obviously, you're in a huge position of privilege if you are pretty and cool, but it's like a lot of the trends in catfish are an unpopular person in the scheme of high school, because it's very obviously American, an unpopular person trying to reach out to a popular person, trying to access that level.
Yeah, and some ways it's coming from like an admiration, like they fully are just enamored by that person.
I think more it's coming from like that sadistic.
Yeah, and then on the other side it's like, I'm trying to get back at you. Like I
think it's like, I want to see you hurt.
Yeah.
Which I understand the urge if you've been hurt by that person. Totally. It's sick, but I completely understand if you've been bullied by that person, you want to be like, see? You want to get your own back, but it's such a specific way where you're tricking them that they're in love with you.
Mm.
It's so specific.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think it's interesting because in the traditional sense of catfish, it has to be very elaborate. I know this person said that they've used like very obviously fake profiles or whatever, and obviously I guess in their experience it was obviously fake, but maybe that's down to the discretion of whoever it is.
Yeah,
it's down for you to decipher what's fake and what's not, particularly online and particularly back when you were at school. You have to spend a lot of time in order to get your revenge. You're spending a lot of time thinking about someone who you think is really bad.
You've got to make an email address, then make a Facebook account, say, then make, like, they're all their friends, create this whole system.
Well,
it's bizarre.
Yeah. And this person spent a day doing that. But if you're really properly trying to get revenge and, like, invested in it, you spend weeks, if not months, if not years, trying to create and then maintain a relationship with that person so that you know they're always still hooked on you.
Yeah. And dependent on you, fully. It's such a strange impulse. Me and my friend once created a catfish Twitter. So I understand a little bit, I'm going to tell you about it, but I understand a little bit the idea of like spending time curating this world, because we were in year 8 or 9, like very young, and we made a Twitter. We weren't aiming it at anyone in particular. It's like a weird thing of wanting to access like a level of like model-esque popularity, I guess, because we created, it was a Twitter for this girl that we completely made up called like Zelda someone, like Zelda flower face or something, like kind of beautiful girl, and found this picture of this like beautiful like long haired girl, and we would just tweet from her saying like lol, like so hungry, like lol, like just watching blah 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 blah.
But for what purpose?
For no purpose. We both had the login and we both kind of, I think we were trying to tweet like One Direction and people like that.
Ah.
We were trying to like get like YouTubers to see us. I don't really know what it was, but it's interesting.
So interesting
that we had the urge to do that. And it was very much framed as a joke, but it's still like, I see how these things start. You get attached to Zelda. You get attached to Zelda and think, oh, well, I can just live as Zelda for a bit. And now that boy, I can see how that would happen.
Yeah, attached to the buzz of how easy it is.
As a child, as an insecure child.
Because I was going to say, it's not even how easy it is to get the urge to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's how easy it is, how accessible it is to do it. I know it's like an investment, you have to sit and do it, but if you can be bothered to do the admin and the like bureaucracy of catfishing someone, it's very easy. You sit and it's an elaborate process, but it's simple. You don't have to be particularly like academic.
Exactly. It's literally the most mundane thing. You set up a social media. It's so easy.
I think because social media is so pervasive and so to judge and be judged, it's so like you understand just the social impact of social media. If you can fake a whole person that you know would do well on social media.
And especially if you, I know Catfish is literally the most irrelevant show we could be discussing, like other podcasts, like, so Tiger King, even that's fucking done now. And we're like, so Catfish, Niamh and Max. Like, no one is talking about Catfish. But if we're talking about in that sense of the word, it's usually people that, so when it comes out of like, we finally found, do you remember that guy that was like, clap, clap, like clapping, he's like, so you're gay? And he's like, no, he's like, but you catfished a man. you gabbed me there. Also, it was like a really weird scenario. It's like,
well, this is what I wanted to talk about. Okay, so if you're in love with a catfish, who are you really in love with?
Well, I was just having this debate with my mum just now.
Yeah, fill me in.
So I was telling my mum, we're just about to record on catfish. I was like, what, like catfishing, what's your thoughts on it? And she was saying, well, there's this old story. Do you know the story of da-da-da-da-da? I can't remember what it was. And I was literally like, no, but go on. And it's some old story. I can't remember his fucking name. Oh, it's like Sergio de Buriac or something like that. It rings a bell, but I don't know what it, but okay. I've never heard of it. But it's this old story. And she was saying that someone, some like old prince or something, and it's fictional, fell in love with this girl, but he couldn't write. And he paid this ugly man with like a big nose or something to write letters to this girl. And she fell in love with the writing. And then she found out that it was him and didn't love him, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But then I was saying, I don't feel like the victim in that story is the ugly man who the girl is so shallow, she didn't pick him. Both of those deceived this girl.
Exactly, yeah.
I think she is the victim. So I think it's really interesting that's framed as in, you fell in love with the writing. No, I didn't, because the very act of writing is deceptive.
Exactly.
So it discounts the entire thing. I didn't fall in love with your words, because the subtext of every single one of your words
was a lie.
The fact that you're willing to literally lie to me.
Yeah.
So I'm not in love with your words.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, I think that's such a funny argument.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it's really interesting because it is that thing of, yeah, so who were you in love with? But it's like, you weren't in love with any of it. You were in love with a made-up construct. Beyond the fact that most relationships, I think, are built on the projection
exactly
of that person and your idealized image of that person anyway.
Yeah.
And then throw that level of deception on top of catfishing. I'm speechless.
Yeah, it's like, and you expect, because they all come out at the end of that show, and I think probably in real life as well, and say, oh, well, you fell in love with me, you were writing this, it's still me, it's still me. It's like, well, it isn't still you, because my idea of who you were is not someone that would do this.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah. And I think that kind of relationship, as in a relationship, a sort of virtual relationship, allows such a level of projection of your own ego and your own self that you're not in love with anyone other than your own mind. You're not in love with that person. You're in love with something you've created. We do that in our own relationships, just in life. My projection of who you are is not really you. It's who I've projected you to be.
Yeah, and sometimes I might do something that shows you who I am and you don't like it because it doesn't fit with... Do you know what? Like,
but imagine we were only talking online, or like our relationship with influencers and things like that. It's like we're just projecting.
Yeah, well, the most of the world is... It's all perception. So do you think... I mean, I thought it was nice, I guess, how they put at the end, not proud at all. Do you think they should feel ashamed? Because 96% of you said that catfishing is immoral. Immoral. And I didn't put the alternative as moral. I put the alternative as fine. It's fine. Fine. Because I kind of think, it's fine. Like, fine. I wouldn't, if I knew someone was, I guess it's really circumstantial.
Yeah, I think each, the word is too vague.
Yeah.
For each specific thing. Like, if you watch an episode of Catfish, one of the most traumatic, one of the most twisted episodes of Catfish, you look at that and go, that's immoral. That person is completely betraying the trust of this innocent person, blah, blah, blah. But when you look at someone setting up a fucking Instagram of a pretty girl and they're at home and they've been bullied and you can see their insecurities.
Not all deception and betrayal is equal.
Exactly. And also, we both don't believe that people are inherently good little angels in life, walking through life, and society has corrupted them. I do believe everyone is kind of grey and mixed. So I'm not thinking if you catfish someone, you're fucked up, you are so evil. It's like, no, the world is a fucked up place. It's so fucked.
You're just participating.
And also, I do think there is a responsibility for the... Okay, I don't want to be victim... I'm really going to frame this in a not victim-blaming way. Because obviously you have been completely betrayed.
Because that's not what you mean.
It's completely you've been betrayed. But some of the people, when you watch Catfish... 10 years ago when you watched Catfish... it is so obvious what is happening. Like, they can't FaceTime you for years and years and years. They're asking you to send them money and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, there must be a part of you that knows this is a lie. Like, you are willing this to be true, but you know it's a lie. Like, the fact they reach out...
Well, if you're going on Catfish...
Yeah, you know it's not true. Like, there is a responsibility with the internet, especially now, that is, if someone isn't fucking FaceTiming you... Come on.
Yeah, particularly now, if someone's not FaceTiming you, it's pretty apparent what's going on there.
Yeah. It's like you're lying to yourself as much as they're lying to you at that point.
Yeah, maybe benefit of the doubt at the beginning of Catfish, it was a different time and not everyone totally. Had access maybe to a front-facing camera or just the kind of circumstance, yeah, that would allow them to FaceTime with someone. But I think now, if someone's managed to find you online, they can show you their face online.
And it just so happens, like, on the day they're supposed to meet you, oh, my car broke down, and oh, but, and now I need £2,000, please, could you transfer me? Like, I'll pay it, but it's just like, look, use your brain. Like, have you ever read the news? Have you ever read the news?
Yeah, run an absolute mile.
It's like, there are a lot of people out there, whether they're evil or they're, they've got low self-esteem or whatever reason, mental health issues, whatever the reason, there are a lot of people that will take advantage of you. There is a responsibility of logging onto the internet that you are going to have your best interest. You're going to be smart about things.
Yeah, because not everywhere is a safe space.
He might look like Zac Efron, but he also might steal all your money. Sorry.
Yeah. Literally that. Okay, should we get into another?
Yeah, definitely.
I thought this one was pretty interesting. They said, I don't know if this is catfishing, but I've talked to people without intending to meet them in person. As in, if they ever wanted to, I'd avoid the topic or lie about where I lived. Sometimes I just preferred to keep internet friends on the internet because of self-confidence. Social anxiety did a number on me in my younger years, but I'm a different person now with confidence and I'm a lot more outgoing. Congrats. I found that really interesting.
Same. I love to hear from a catfisher. From a catfish.
Yeah. Well, I found it interesting that they said, let me read it exactly word for word. Sometimes I just preferred to keep internet friends on the internet. And then they said because of self-confidence, but you could have left it there. Sometimes you want to keep internet friends on the internet, and that, I think, in itself is fine. It's when you attach it to... You're not going into your internet friendship saying, by the way, I want this to just be an internet friendship, so I'm going to be honest with you.
Exactly. It depends on what their perception of it. Do they know that this is just an internet friendship, or are they planning on transitioning this into an IRL relationship?
Yeah. But then also interesting that it was because of self-confidence and social anxiety that, like, every kid is dealing with. But then 96% of people think it's immoral. Do you know what I mean? I find it hard to... say that that kid is immoral.
Well, I struggled with when you asked the question, because you did this sort of question, lots of questions.
Questionnaire.
This little questionnaire. I was going through on my own personal account, going through, what do I think? And I struggled with the last one, and I probably sat for about a good 5 seconds on this one, and I thought, do I actually think it's moral? Because yes, it is down to societally projected insecurities and all of this stuff. But then I was thinking, everyone has also suffered with insecurities and low self-esteem and all of these things. And yes, some people have it a lot worse, but I still think it's your responsibility to not harm other people. And I do think the impact, whether it's the intent or not, the impact of catfishing is a lot of pain for another person usually. So I actually do think it's immoral, because I was thinking, is it just a vulnerable person? But I actually think you are actually causing pain to another person. So I do think it's not an ethical thing to do, even though it's not entirely their fault. It's not ethical.
I completely agree. I think maybe it's not so much immoral as it is that person's moral compass literally doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
As in, they barely have a sense of self, let alone a sense of, like, ethical reasoning.
Completely.
And, like, morals to align themselves to.
So wait, what did this girl say she did?
Talk to people without intending to meet them, and if they ever wanted to, they'd avoid the topic or lie about where they lived. So they would basically talk to people, and then do whatever they could to get out of the reality of, like, being good friends. Yeah.
It's a classic catfish situation of, oh, my car's broken down. Oh, I've actually moved house. Actually, like, my mum's coming around that day. I can't. It's just so... oldest trick in the book.
Just, like, come up with anything you can.
I also just think, why are people still talking to you? Like, why when they no, not as in why do you tell friends, but why are these people that when you're saying, oh, I've moved, oh, I can't meet you, oh, I can't webcam with you, whatever the terminology was back in the day, why are they know you're lying, right?
You know what it is? How can you see clearly when you're blinded by the sun?
Our favorite fucking quote of all time. Can we let that sink in? How can you see clearly when you're blinded by the sun?
A minute of silence for that quote. And it's so true.
So you're catfishing someone. You've built up this projection of how much you love them and how perfect you are, and probably your wedding and how many kids you're going to have, because you're an idiot. And you're thinking, oh, wow, I can't wait for it. Oh, but they can't FaceTime. It can't be a lie. It's definitely real. I definitely believe them. please.
Isn't it interesting that the catfisher and the catfishy, I think in many ways, have something in common in that the catfisher has been driven to catfish because of their own insecurity and self-esteem issues often, and the catfishy, the person who is being catfished, will stay in this cycle and stay in the relationship with that person out of their own self-esteem issues and their insecurities. And they're mirrored in so many ways, but they play out so differently.
Totally.
And sometimes they're just the right kind of magnets and it's the perfect fit.
You're so fucking right. Because if you think about it, it's like, okay, so if the slum flower, if someone tried to catfish the slum flower, it's not going to fucking work,
it's not gonna is it? Happen, because
she's,
is it?
You know what? When you say, oh, my car's broken down, she's dipping out at that second. She's going, oh, wait, okay, no.
She literally hasn't replied to you straight. You your first message to her, she didn't reply.
Yeah, you said, how are you? She thought, oh, I'll try a bit harder, mate. Didn't reply. So it's like, it shows such a level of low self-esteem to engage with these people that are giving you such a little amount of...
How available you are.
You're asking them to meet you. And they're saying, oh, I can't, my car isn't working, but I actually need you to transfer me.
Often they can't because, yeah, exactly. They can't because, and they'll make themselves seem super vulnerable out of this. Do you know what I mean? It'll be, I can't because I'm seriously ill or something like that.
I was going to say, it's really common for, on the show that 10 years ago, if anyone watched it, if anyone could think back this far, it was really common for them to like kill off their catfishes and say, oh, I've got cancer.
Yeah.
Cancer was so common. Yeah. And it's like...
You know what it is? Easy kill.
Yeah.
Easy kill. It's lazy. It's like, how do you get out of a character out of a fucking TV series? Just kill them off.
Do you know what? It's bad. It's lazy script writing.
It's bad writing, yeah.
So lazy.
But it kind of also is the only thing that works. It's like, oh, how do I press the delete button on a human being that I've created? Yeah, you have to kill them. But you can't just dispose of somebody. You literally have to kill them off.
Without anyone going digging. But it's also like, I don't know, it's such a weird human impulse to create someone that has a romantic thing and then a huge drama of death. And it's just like, oh my God, it's such a weird instinct to want to kill the person that you've just created.
I don't know how to pronounce this word, but it's, I think you'll know because you watched that thing on Stars Play or whatever it's called. It's like Munchausen's
by proxy. Well, no, by proxy is when you're doing something.
Munchausen's, but that's not by proxy. Yeah.
It literally is Munchausen's.
And how do you say it? Munchausen's. It's so that of like, I needed attention and now I'm going to get it by not only being someone who in my world I think would be super desirable, but also it's just vulnerable enough. I just need you to care for me. I just need you to nurture me. I've got cancer, for example.
It's literally like, I'm perfect, but I'm chronically, severely, terminally ill. It's like, what is that urge? What is that human urge? There's a thing, I actually wrote my dissertation on this, about this Freudian thing called the death drive. And I wrote about it in the connection to sex and death in dystopian literature. Naturally. But I think that the death drive is so interesting because it's kind of, so we have like sex drives and things like that, but the death drive is like a drive that we all have towards our own death, and that we all kind of secretly want to die because it's this like complete place of like calm and like stasis, and like nothing is,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of the ultimate state of safety. Nothing can happen to you because you're dead. So this weird Freudian thing, we don't know if we believe this, it's Freud. So to kill your catfish character that you've created, it's like there clearly is this weird urge to suffer. It's sadism, it's masochism.
I wonder what the connection would be between a catfisher who has this Munchausen's issue, style issue going on, where they're kind of the perfect person, super ideal, and also are so kind of weighed down by the burdens and the struggles of life, the struggles of illness, etc., etc., and even faking their death.
Because it's like pleasurable to fake your death.
And not just faking their death to get out of the catfish situation calmly, but like faking their death just to carry on. Sometimes they fake their death and then they have the friend come in and be like, oh my God, blah, 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 they died. And then they carry on from a different person.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's this whole network and they probably already know the friend and blah, blah, blah. And it's this whole network that they've built up over years.
So bizarre. It's like, you thought you wanted to kill it off, but you couldn't let it go.
Yeah, it's like you were in too deep with one of them.
So I wonder what the relationship is between people who do that and people who actually will end up dying by suicide.
Because it's so self-hating to escape your own life and create another one.
It's like the ultimate form of escapism, because also you really are just like sat at your computer all day. Back when Catfish the TV show was happening, this isn't even so much from like apps on your phone. This is like sitting at like a desktop computer. This is like a big old PC.
Yeah, you go to work all day, then you come home and you are like excited to go on your fucking big family computer and do this.
Should we talk about the other side of catfishing, as in the angles? I'm a catfish. I'm just such a catfish. Oh my God, I'm a catfish.
Totally. Shall we?
Somebody said, well, lots of you said, something along the lines of, all the time I catfish people because I don't look like my pics. Laughing face, laughing face. Thoughts?
So this is the... I think it's so sad. This is kind of the women hating section. I think it's so sad that women have...
This is the women hating section. Join us.
Yeah. I think it's just so tragic that women have been told that they need to uphold a certain standard of how they look, but at the same time are now told that they're catfishing people. It's like, no, that term is for people that are pretending to be an entirely different person. Like, it's just so sad that makeup and doing your hair and getting dressed and performing femininity in a patriarchal way has been turned into like an act of like evil.
If anyone remembers A Online, first of all, I'll be shocked. But second of all, he was one of the A Online. He was this guy and he was one of the big pushers of like take a girl swimming on the first date. And him and a bunch of other this is pre take a girl swimming on the first date.
Can I just say that's one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard, take a girl swimming on the first date.
It's like, how about don't date me? How about fuck off? I'm not interested.
It's just, how dare you? How fucking dare you?
So there was just...
Also, first of all, how dare you think I would go swimming for a first date? Sorry.
Literally that.
It's like, no, you need to impress me. I'm not... What? I'm bringing my swimming cap. Like, bizarre. Sorry, I'm wearing my goggles.
Absolutely bizarre.
Flippers. If you think that's what a first date with me would look like, you are out of your goddamn mind.
Sorely mistaken, yeah.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, go on, carry on. I can't wait to hear the rest of this nightmare.
Oh, it's such a shame. Well, so there was a huge thing. This is kind of 2011, I would say. 2010, 2011. So this is a long time ago. I don't know why this episode is such a throwback. Some of you probably weren't even alive at that time. Huge messaging of... I remember specifically a video that somebody made saying, a viral video from like a London vlogger. Probably he doesn't make videos anymore. he might be dead. Like, it was a long time ago. Saying, if a girl wears makeup, if you, a girl, are wearing makeup, you are a liar. Because to wear makeup is to lie.
There is so much fucking patriarchal shit in this.
Because... you don't look how you look. You are deceiving in your appearance. Therefore, you are a liar. And it was framed to be a really super hilarious, so funny, so charming viral vid. When obviously in 2020, most of us would know that to just be the complete epitome of misogyny. Do you really think a woman goes into her makeup bag starting to lie? You hate women. You hate women. Just leave it there. I've heard enough.
That's really got incel, sort of essence of incel to it.
Yes.
Kind of, women lie to us, we hate them.
That's why they don't want me, because they're all liars. Ugh, you're so bitter I can taste it on my tongue. Fuck off.
That's disgusting. It's like, okay, have you ever spoken to a girl? Have you ever spoken to a girl?
Has a girl ever spoken to you? Get a grip.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing.
Just say you hate women and go.
You're going to shoot a girl. You're going to shoot people. Like, yeah. Get away from me. You're a murderer.
Yeah. You watched your mum getting hit by your dad, so you don't value women.
I mean, this is absolutely... that is one of the most insane things I've ever heard. So why are they saying take her swimming so the makeup will come off, or to, like, see her weight? Is it both?
Oh, I've never thought about it in a weight way.
I thought it was like, so she can't lie to you. Like, you see her body as well. Like, you see her with wet hair, no makeup in her body, and her full true body.
Well, I was also going to say, I think it's particularly abhorrent because it comes from a black man who very openly and publicly, no surprises here, was being so horrific about black women. I mean, you could have seen it coming. It's so...
My God, it's horrific.
Yeah, it's just horrific. A black woman made you. Just be quiet.
It's honestly making my skin crawl.
You have given this world for women to live in. Please don't take it out on them when they start living in it, please. because it's your world. You made them do this.
You told us, you literally said to all of us, you put it in magazines, put it on the TV, you put it in all your language, that girls are fucking ugly without makeup. They need to be thin, they need to have this kind of hair, they need to have these kind of eyes, they need to have this small little nose, and they need to be fucking exactly this image of a size fucking zero. And then the second they conform to that, go, they're all lying bitches.
Well, that's why it's telling, because can you see a black girl getting into the swimming pool with her weave? Absolutely not.
This is horrific.
It's so hateful. I never thought of it in a weight way too, but that's so true. Or just in a body way.
Well, that's just instantly how I would read into that.
Yeah. So isn't it interesting that a man can just so frivolously... He's probably monetized that video. He's probably made money off of that video. It definitely boosted his either infamy or just like fame on YouTube. And yet every woman will hear that statement and think something different. And for most women... it goes straight into the heart and straight into the self-esteem, and you'll never go swimming again.
And it will just sit there somewhere. Like, every time you go swimming, you kind of think...
oh. I'm a liar. I'm a liar. Because I only take pictures from the neck up, and now I'm swimming and everyone knows the truth. You're a liar. Oh, get a grip. It makes me fumes.
It's so easy as well for, like, insecure men to fucking retweet shit like that and kind of... or any man, just to see that. And it so validates your idea of, like, yes... I'm honest, women equal liars, men good, women bad, all of this stuff that we're already told every fucking day, I deserve more money, they don't. Like, it that feeds into the whole thing of, like, when I go swimming, nothing changes. When a girl goes swimming, oh, we see all the patriarchy rub off her. It's yeah. Like,
I particularly hate men on the internet because there's such a desire to ridicule the female experience.
Yeah.
There's a real desire to, and it really comes with that Western perspective of, like, oh, we have equality now. It's a joke. Women don't have a sense of humour. Women aren't funny. But get back in the kitchen. Women aren't funny, though. So why are you reusing a joke that came out in 1957? You don't seem very funny to me. You seem like a fucking waste of time.
Also, with that thing of take a girl swimming on the first date, do you not think that kind of frames women as, like, materialistic? It frames them as, like, they've got all this stuff that they're, like, hiding their trueness with, but it almost frames us as, like, very, like, shallow.
Yeah,
we've straightened our hair and we don't want to get our hair wet, and it's like, but there's a reason why, because
I'm performing for you. If you don't want me to perform, you wouldn't be on a fucking date with me.
And if I wasn't performing, I wouldn't be getting paid as much as you. It's just crazy shit like that. Oh, that's so upsetting. Things like, I wish I never fucking heard that.
Isn't it crazy?
That's so gutting.
Wish I never, what did you say? I wish I never heard that. Honestly,
I wish I never laid eyes on you.
Honestly, men are amoebas on fleas on rats.
Honestly, amoebas on fleas on rats, the cunts. How dare you tweet that? How dare you tweet that and think that's clever?
All men are selfish, a wise woman once said. Yeah, but they'll know it's clever because they'll get the retweets to back it.
They think that's so hilarious.
It's a real community that needs to be eradicated, in my opinion. I didn't want to have to say it. I don't want to be the one to have to do it, but I will.
It's ruined my day. It's ruined my summer.
It's crazy, right? It's ruined my swimming lessons. Okay, something that I found interesting. They said about using certain angles on dating apps. Quite a lot of people said that, but someone in particular said, I usually bail on those dates anyway, because then I'm scared they won't like the real me.
I hate that.
Well, isn't that such a cycle of, it's so counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so you're maintaining the dating app cycle, but the struggle is real. The struggle is going to continue because you're not actually going on the dates.
Yeah. And that's when catfish... the second understanding of catfish, of the patriarchal girls, all catfishes, steps into the territory of Neven Max, MTV catfish, of, like, I'm not going to meet you because of my own insecurities.
Yeah.
It's like, we need to differentiate between normal insecurities of, oh yeah, of course all my pictures look better than I am because they're pictures. Of course, they're staged. Everyone's are. Just because boys' pictures are them disgusting holding a fucking beer with their mate.
Just because boys have never been taught how to take a photo because it doesn't really matter what they look like online.
Yeah. You're now going to suffer for that. You don't need to suffer. Literally, I honestly swear, the second you get on the date, they're happy as hell. They're losers. They're fucking losers, these guys.
Yeah, they should be so lucky.
I think the thing that we all need to understand in life is that men are not these cool people that we've made them up to be. Like, we've made them out to be these fucking
absolutely
great guys
not.
Who we're lucky to be there. Seriously, they're lucky. They genuinely feel happy that you're there.
And if they don't, absolutely sack that off big time.
If they literally said, oh, you don't look like your pictures, well, what did you think a picture was then, idiot?
Give me the name. I need the names.
Give me his at.
Send me their at.
If anyone ever does that, name and shame.
Send them our way. They'll have a field day on High and Priestess. They'll be so fucking confused.
That is so sad that someone would have internalized misogyny to that extent that they would genuinely think a picture of them and their real self, they cannot align. Like, they can't even show their face in this town no more because they've had to conform to the patriarchy. No.
It's, again, that example of women missing out on life experience because of the patriarchal standards that are required to participate on Earth.
For the same reasons that we feel that we can't go to the shops without fucking makeup on, we can't go swimming because they'll see our bellies, we can't sort of walk home from the tube on our own late at night because we'll get attacked. It's like there's so many levels of control here. We can't eat fucking carbs after 4 p.m. Bullshit. Just so much bullshit. We heard some people saying that once, that's why I used that as an example.
We really did. Mothers, no less.
We had some mothers. We were sitting on the beach and we had a group, literally a mother's meeting behind us saying, I'm trying this thing where I don't eat carbs after 4 p.m. And we just thought, tut, 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 the patriarchy again. Like,
such a shame.
Such a shame, because pasta tastes really good at like 8 p.m.
I think it all comes down to how willing are you to keep missing out on your own life?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not easy to reject everything you've been told since you were...
It's really hard.
Literally, essentially a fetus from inside the womb.
All pre-planned for you.
Overhearing the patriarchy going on, you thought, oh God, no, don't tell me I've got to go out there. Lo and behold, 9 months later, you did.
It's like, please, when I look down, there'll be a penis.
Hopefully everyone gets to a point where they think, I can't actually put up anymore. And you consciously challenge those decisions. Because whilst we will always continue to be living in the patriarchy and have internalized patriarchal tendencies and misogynistic tendencies, etc., etc., for as long as this continues, which, spoiler, it will, I hate to say, the more you don't go on those dates, if you really wanted to go on them, the more you're missing out. And do you really want to live a life where you miss out?
And it confirms your suspicion every time of, yeah, it's good I didn't go on that because I'm really ugly.
Yeah, where do you draw on the line?
Do you think you've come to a point where you've thought, genuinely, fuck the patriarchy, I am going, hashtag fuck the patriarchy, but I'm going to live without fear? Because I think I come to that point every day, and I also fight against that every day. Like, kind of, I have fear every day. What about you?
Yeah, I think, I hate to bring it back to my nan, but also I don't. I quite love it.
Iconic. The queen.
It becomes pretty obvious to me when, I mean, my nan's sitting there saying all men are selfish, etc., etc., and she would identify herself as a feminist and has lived that way her whole life.
Yeah.
But when I hear how excited she is to know kind of what the girls are up to these days, the conversations that we are having and the conversations that I know you guys are having, because I see it in our DMs and I love it.
Yeah, you guys are fucking cool.
Yeah, the way that the world has changed, the fact that these conversations can be facilitated, the fact that this conversation between you and I can happen, the fact that people like you listening will listen and hopefully to somewhat agree, you know, like somewhat enjoy what we're saying.
Yeah.
The fact that there is an understanding even of the word patriarchy and to know that it exists, in my mind, is such...
And that it directly affects you.
Yeah. Is such a challenge already. I think... Every single day you challenge the patriarchy just by being here.
By daring to open your mouth for a second. Your dumb little mouth.
Yeah, and then I think the more and more you think about it, the more and more you talk about it, the more and more aware you become of it, and probably the more aware you are of it, the least you like it. And then the more likely you are to challenge it. Because you don't fucking like it. You're not happy about it.
You can't go swimming without feeling like you're sort of taking off this crazy disguise. You're taking off like what those glasses with a fake nose and a moustache. You're taking them off like your little disguise you've been wearing.
Yeah, exactly. No. Well, it's true. No matter how you swim, you're making a statement. You're swimming with a big old belly out. You're making a statement. You're swimming in a tiny little bikini, stick thin. You're making a statement. You're swimming with a false face of makeup on. You're making a statement. You're swimming like a drowned rat, no makeup on. You look horrific in the eyes of the patriarchy. You're making a statement. Everything you do someone will be annoyed at, and chances are there'll be a selfish man. Dear oh dear.
Fuck this shit. Fuck this fucking shit.
Fuck this shit. I think our overriding message is, if you're feeling bad about the way that you present yourself online, yeah, you shouldn't consider yourself a catfish, because you're literally just a human being in a patriarchal world.
Yeah.
That is so preoccupied with image.
If you genuinely think you've been talking to someone and you think, I'm not going to go on that date because if they see me, they won't find me attractive, just know that that is playing into the worst impulses that the patriarchy has literally force-fed you from birth. And it's nothing to do with you. Yeah. It's absolutely nothing to do with you that you think that.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that they haven't made you feel secure and worshipped enough in your own amazing self. I know that sounds like super cliche, but it's so true.
It is true.
If you're really like hounding after somebody who just makes you feel confused or insecure, or like you kind of know deep down they're actually not interested in you because they're not committing to you and they're not giving you what you've asked for a couple of times and now you're too embarrassed to ask for it again, just suck them off, get rid.
I think we all need to be so much more confident and comfortable with rejecting. Like, obviously, we all need to be so comfortable with rejection, but I think we need to get so comfortable with rejecting other people, because so many people I've seen just accept the first person that has shown interest, the first person that has picked them.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, wow, they feel so lucky to have been chosen that they forget that it's their choice too. You don't. I know you think you like them, but you just like them because they're showing you interest. Like, what about that person, that specific person, is appealing about them?
The more available you are, the more shit you will attract. And I think as young girls, often you are so aware of if you're being polite, if you're making a man uncomfortable.
Being acceptable.
Yeah. And it's not about that. If you're not... if someone's not serving you, get rid. I'm getting angry. Give me my lip balm. I'm getting angry. I need to calm down.
Honestly, it's like, have opinions. Be as unacceptable as possible. Like, it's so hard, but I'm really having to, like, make a conscious effort every day to be as unacceptable as possible. Like, I really don't want to be accepted by this wide system of, like, my own oppression. Like, why on earth would I be complicit in that? I think part of higher priestess and all the stuff that we're doing is, like, we want to actually actively not live by those standards.
Yeah.
Reject them and go swimming, even though you look like a fucking drowned rat and you saw some tweet that didn't sit right with you that said, oh yeah, take a girl swimming on the first date. No, I'm not gonna go swimming with you on a fucking first date. I'll go fucking swimming with my friends.
Not going anywhere with you.
I'll go fucking swimming on my own, you cunt.
You think I'm going on a date with you?
Ew.
God.
I'm angry about that. Like, I'm angry about a tweet that was tweeted 11 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Same.
Like, I hate living here.
Yeah, fully. Because there's people, to be honest, there's people retweeting it as we speak.
And there's girls feeling bad about it as we fucking speak. Me right now, to be honest.
Yeah, but I know for a fact, both of us know, because we see it every day, we get a message about what someone said to you, what some stupid guy said to you, and what you said back, and how you've stood up for yourself in a situation like that, or how, do you know what I mean? How you've moved on to so many better things, or what you've realised about yourself.
The rebellion.
It's just, I can literally see it happening. I can see it changing, and...
I'm so
here for it. Truly, the revolution. I love it. I'm a bit fumigated, but I love it.
Same. I've, like, got a fire in my stomach that I cannot explain. Like, I feel the need to go swimming right now and do handstands. I'm actually really good at handstands, that's the thing.
In water?
Like, I do handstand after handstand. Oh, can't do them for shit out of water.
I was gonna say, I've never, ever seen you do a handstand.
You wouldn't, because it would never happen. Got no arm muscle at all. But I'm really good. I can hold my breath. Part of my Percy Jackson love is, you haven't seen it, but he's the son of Poseidon. quick detour. He's the son of Poseidon and he can hold his breath for like 10 minutes underwater. So I was in training from a very early age to be able to hold my breath because I thought I was the daughter of Poseidon.
Right.
And I can now do flip after flip in a swimming pool. So if you take me on a date swimming for the first date and you think it's a patriarchal trick.
If you're in for a shock.
Just wait till you see those handstands.
You're in for an absolute treat.
I'm going to be flipping after flip. You won't even see me the whole day. I'm going.
love it.
If someone asks you to go on a fucking swimming date with them and it's a fucking weird test to see what you look like without makeup and without your fucking weave in, just flip their ass out. Just flip round.
And then get their little penis out and say, oh my God, you're such a liar. You didn't tell me you had a small dick. Bye.
Genius. Yes. Cunts. These fucking cunts.
Ugh. I'm shaking my head.
My whole body is fucking shaking.
I'm permanently shaking my head these days.
Honestly, I'm palpitate. Like, I'm literally, like, shaking. Fuck these cunts.
Let's get out of here.
Let's get out. We'll leave you with this feeling.
Let's get out of here.
We're out of here. I've got an added level layer of bleach to my hair, so, you know.
Stunning. I can't wait to see.
It's looking cool. Well, we'll speak to you next time in the next app.
Yeah. Next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Scene one, crocodile. Bye.
What is it? Fucking same. Oh, whatever. Anyway, bye.
Bye.